The Pope apologizes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Pope has now apologized for Tuesday's speech, in which he appeared to endorse the idea that Islam preaches violence. And, in an ironic twist lost on no one, the reason for the apology was the increasing threat of violence from Islamic extremists. An Al-Qaeda group in Iraq vowed to wage war against the worshippers of the cross. An Iranian cleric advised the Pope to fall on his knees before Muslim authority. There were attacks on 7 churches on the West Bank and in Gaza. And in Somalia, a nun was shot 4 times in the back outside a children's hospital, although no one's sure if that's related or not. But you know, I can't help thinking, if you're an extremist and you're looking for a way to show how unhappy you are with the Pope because he called you violent, why would you react by attacking a church? Or by filling the streets shouting slogans like death to the Pope and burning him in effigy? Here's an idea. Give a speech of your own, citing the numerous passages in the Christian Bible where God appears to endorse violence. Fire off a few rhetorical shots. Light a verbal fire. Oh, well. Would there have been a similar reaction had the Pope made his remarks about some other religion? We may get a chance to find out. The British press reports that during his apology speech yesterday, he cited a passage from St. Paul describing the crucifixion of Jesus as a, quote, scandal for the Jews. Really, these days, if you're going to be critical of fresh spinach. That appears to be a safe target. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.